You're never going to believe this, folks. Adventure Zone is turning 10 this summer. And then so there's a lot of bonus content for Max Fund members. And every year, you know, we talk about the new bonus content, but there's so much ridiculous, wild bonus content for previous years. So if you haven't listened to those, or if you're like, ah, a new episode, okay. But there's so much more back there. We've got the Charlieverse. Which came out in 2021. Yeah, that's so Charlie, Justin's daughter, who was six at the time, designed the game, and Justin ran it. We played a game with Matt Mercer back in 2020, where we were mobsters in New York City. And who could forget Elementary, which was we played the game for Sherlock Holmes's and a vampire, who is also one of the aforementioned Sherlock Holmes's, where we all played different versions of Sherlock Holmes, and you'll never believe it. One of them was a vampire.
What?
Yeah. I know, it's hard
and
to
let's believe. And Kim, do we have a clip loaded up of that one, Johnny?
We got clips of all of them, Johnny.
It's Johnny.
Johnny's the clips guy. Go ahead and roll that beautiful bean footage, Johnny.
I want to warn you, and this is, again, a little bit of editorializing for me, from me. My daughter is unnerving.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the sense that you're going to look for logic or continuity or please don't try to read into anything you hear. You have to accept the events that are about to unfold as they come to you.
Okay, so it's like Chekhov left all these guns lying around, but it's like where he likes to keep his guns. It's Chekhov's gun museum where none of the guns work and they won't be used, but check them out.
Chekhov's discount guns and ammo.
Right.
Welcome, babies, to the Fruity Pebbles Castle of Torment, a scary castle with 100 rats. Uh-huh.
Excitement and suspense and a few surprises. Walking and deciding and action and learning. Come join us in our magical journey, the Adventure Zone.
Yeah! Oh, it's already so good!
The Fruity Pebbles Castle of Torment, a scary castle with 100 rats, a Charlieverse adventure designed by Charlie McElroy, a six-year-old who is unhinged.
I can't believe we're releasing this around the same time that we're starting a new season, because you know people are going to protest that we're not doing this as the full season.
You three don't know each other that well, but you do know that you have been drawn to the Fruity Pebbles Castle of Torment, a scary castle with 100 rats, by a common goal. An evil wizard named Schmorfork has transformed you into babies. Schmorfork the wizard said if you got the glass rose and took three petals off, they would turn back into humans if they ate it. So you have arrived at the Fruity Pebbles Castle of Torment, a scary castle with 100 rats, to claim the glass rose and eat one of the petals off of it. You stand outside the castle. What do you do?
Oh, boy.
How fast are we able to move? I guess we should clarify, are we newborns or we're...
Think Muppet Babies as a template. I mean, you're walking around, but you are, you know, limited in your sorts of actions.
We're not going to be like running and unless we roll.
If you do, it's an action.
Yeah, okay, right. I got you.
Little Susie Buttons, Hyvin Johnson, is going to knock on the castle door.
You don't even know if there's a fucking door. Oh. No one looked at it. No one looked around. No one observed. I'm not setting scenes for you. You have to discover the world for yourself.
I'm going to kind of read the situation and take a look around and see what I see.
Okay, roll.
Okay.
I'm going to call this an action because kids... No, this will be a baby action.
You're curious.
Yeah.
You're curious.
Oh, I got a one. It's perfect baby action.
Perfect baby action. Okay, so you examine the castle. The castle, upon further inspection, is made of CDs of all the superhero movies.
not made of Fruity Pebbles.
No, that's just the name of it, Todd.
There's a large turret in the center made out of a rainbow poop emoji.
Uh-huh.
It always sings Beethoven's Fifth over and over again.
Okay.
Turret as in automated gun or turret as in part of a castle?
No, like a turret, like a castle turret. The castle is surrounded by half Oreo, half squid creatures called the Mario Brothers.
Uh-huh.
There are 10,000 of them.
We might get sued for that, by the way.
By your estimation, there are 10,000 of them, and they all poop lightning bolts with giant butts.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
So, whether it be by taxi, by foot, by bicycle, by motor scooter, however you prefer, eventually you find yourselves to the exterior.
Pedicab.
Oh, pedicab, there you go. Of the American Museum of Natural History. Now, it's been closed for a few hours now, and you can already see a handful of security guards patrolling the exterior. How would you like to proceed?
I know a way in that you all probably will not be accustomed to, that I am extremely accustomed to.
It's the sewers, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a jaunt through the sewers. You don't have to, like, get in the water part of it if you don't necessarily want to.
That's the best part!
I mean, yeah, it's the most fun part to surf on. I do it like a teenage turtle, but I think we can get there without your shoes getting too scuffed up, but we may end up climbing out of a john or something somewhere.
Now, Ronnie, I have told you once, I told you 100 times, I do not get this finery into that sewer.
And he indicates his own dress, of course. And instead, he's going to wander over, quite drunkenly seeming, and maybe really, waiting for a guard to be isolated during the rounds, one-on-one.
Okay. Keeping an eye out for a few minutes as you kind of hobble your way over, kind of rocking from side to side. You see one elderly man in his probably like late 70s, early 80s, with the classic security guard cap on, and he's got his heavy rain jacket, and he's got a little walkie-talkie in one hand, and he looks like he's just kind of walking around. Before he spots you, you guys make eye contact, and he gives you a little nod while he tugs on the tip of his cap.
And Landon is going to pull out a cigarette and a Zippo and say, "Excuse me, good man, could you, which way? Towards Central Park? Maybe you've heard of it." And then he's going to fumble and drop the lighter.
Right. "Oh, no, not to worry. It's surprisingly very close. Like, you can literally see it from where we're standing. We're against any points to the left and right." The museum is right on the cusp of Central Park. So you just walk around either side. It's just very easy.
Oh, that's Central Park.
Yes.
The big one.
All the trees. There's not a lot of
places. But where's all the couches and the coffee cups and the friends?
Yeah, that was a television show.
Oh, hey, Landon. Hey, sorry to interrupt your conversation. You dropped your lighter. Here it is. I got it for you.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, Landon drops it again.
Oh, yeah, and if you're wanting coffee, I'll go get you some coffee. What do you want? You want it black? You want it with cream, sugar?
Yes.
There's a snack bar right inside the museum, ain't there?
Oh, terribly sorry, but the museum is currently closed.
Excuse me, my good old man. Could you hand me that lighter I seem to have dropped? I just am all thumbs.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm happy to help today's youth with their inability to retrieve their own fallen objects. Allow me to embrace the serious issue I have with my joints and vertebrae.
We found their weakness.
And when he bends down to get it, Landon is going to attempt to blackjack him unconscious.
Okay.
When I see Landon reach for his blackjack, I point to his old skull and I go, "No, what?
I'm not gonna hit the skull. I'm gonna hit the neck. It's cool."
All right, okay.
Yeah, because that's much less fragile.
Go ahead and roll an attack roll for me, Travis.
Might as well roll initiative. This dude's about to flip his shit.
Nat 20.
Oh, my God.
No.
You fucking maniac. You mad lad.
You just killed Dick Van Dyke.
No, I think doesn't that give me seat at Christmas this year, kids? I'm sorry.
That gives me the control I desire to simply.
I got fucking assassinated while doing a good deed for a
No, I rolled so good, it allows me to be non-lethal. That's what I think.
Now, should we assume that we've all been transported here through some kind of metaphysical, cross-dimensional kind of shit
no.
and just get down to solving no. this here murder?
I'm going with delusion. Okay. I see this as one of my many fever dreams where I imagine things that aren't really there. So,
well, I was in town for a forensics sort of con. Sort of, we call it
forensic t-shirt.
Forensicon, yes. And I was here, and I was enjoying some gaming, and then I went to the restroom, and then I came out, and you three were here, and now there's blood all over.
All right, we need a system. I will call myself Sherlock Holmes, and I need some names to refer to you three
excellent.
As.
I will be the Sherlock Holmes.
You may refer to me by my real name, which is Justin Playfair.
That Justin sounds Playfair. More made up than Sherlock Holmes.
I'm looking at it right here on IMDb.
Okay. And you beautiful gentleman who looks like your face is made out of some sort of porcelain chitin. What
shall we call you, you angular god?
You can also refer to me by my real name. Bindeman Cumbersons.
Is it Bindeman Cumbersons?
Bindeman Cumbergang. Bindeman Cumberbatch.
Bindeman
Cumberbatch.
Bindeman, Justin, Sherlock Holmes, and the Sherlock Holmes.
Thank you.
We have in front of us an old man. Let's examine, before we start the hunt for clues, let's examine. Because I believe in my heart that the only way we'll be returned to our own dimensions is by solving this terrible crime.
Well,
so let's examine what we have before us. An old man lies on a craps table. There is blood everywhere, except in some places where you might expect it, and it isn't. He's been strangled.
Let me draw your attention to his beautiful alabaster neck.
Yes, a lovely, gorgeous neck. Oh. A katana in each hand, and then two more katanas, one clasped in each foot, with his incredible long toes. This man has four katanas, and yet he was unable to defend himself from this tragic fate.
If you look beneath the craps table, I've used my expert skills of deduction, went into my mind palace, and talked to all my buds in there. They told me to check under the table, and look what I found. Shink, shink, two more katanas.
Whoa.
For a total number of four katanas.
Well, if you'd been listening...
Instead of thinking about your mind palace...
While you were in your mind palace, you may have missed that I said he had two, one in each foot. So that was... We were already at four katanas.
I've realized now...
Fifth and sixth katana.
Well, these actually... I've used my deduction again. And these are not katanas after all. They are big plastic novelty drinking cups.
Okay.
If you want to hear more stuff like that
Why wouldn't you? And why wouldn't you? That's not, the if is so silly, Griffin.
Okay.
Now that you want to hear more stuff like that.
Yeah, now that we've wetted your beak.
Yeah, now that your beak's all wet and you want to hear more shit. Including Lords of Crunch, where we play as serial mascots Tootenanny, the cruise ship-based Tootenanny show, and the Taz Balance prequel adventure from 2015, head on over to MaximumFun.org/join to become a member. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.